Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've got the Ryder Cup starting first thing in the morning. Bama plays Georgia at 7:30. Oregon plays Penn State, I think, at 8. You've also got LSU Ole Miss is a 3:30 game. Auburn Texas A&M is a 3:30 game. Indiana going to Iowa is a 3:30 game. The noon window is packed with games. Notre Dame, Arkansas, hard for me not to love the Hogs in that game. I mean, and the Ryder Cup is on all day. You're going to need a bunch of TVs. Tennessee going down to Mississippi State at 4:15. You kind of get into that first big weekend in the SEC, and it's just so juicy. I frankly do worry a little bit about the amount I'm going to bet on Saturday, but that's what we're built for, Landfill. We are built for big moments and big Saturdays. And I might not bet much on the golf, but I can see 7 or 8 games I like on the college football card this weekend. And it is going to be a big, big Saturday. Landfill, what are your plans for Saturday? How will you lock in for a sports day like this?
I'll do lots of napping. I'm definitely not going to wake up for the early Ryder Cup matches because I think they start at 7, which is way too early for me.
I think they start at 7 on the cock. You got to make sure you got Peacock up and working.
Yeah. You know, I really wish, you know, just kind of unrelated, I really wish golf would just figure out what channel their stuff is going to be on because there's just way too many of them that you have to go through.
I think that's all sports, dude. Like, tonight,
no.
Everybody knows we're not staying at our house, right, because of the water damage. And I'm incredibly blessed to be staying at my buddy's house, but there's no multiple TV situation. So tonight, the NFL game's on Amazon. But, like, I'm going to be hanging out with my wife. I don't know that she's going to lock into Seahawks-Cardinals the whole time. And you know how hard it is to switch from Amazon back to regular cable and back and forth?
Yeah, I don't really
know how hard that is, Lanville?
I don't have a problem with that. The game is on Amazon. It's going to start and finish on Amazon. The problem with golf is that it'll start in one location and then move to another one and I have issues with that. I don't know if that's going to affect the Ryder Cup specifically, but it does your normal golf events, and I'm no fan of that. But obviously I won't be waking up for those early matches. I probably will watch the late ones, and I'll have multiple college football games on. It's going to be excellent.
It's going to be excellent. Landy, I believe Cliff Kingsbury has sat down before I go through my Saturday plans, or I can. I have children that are 10 and 6 years old. So you know what happens on Saturday? A boatload of
Major
sports.
Major purpose.
All right, we'll go to Cliff, and then we'll talk through Saturday after Cliff. Here is Commanders offense coordinator Cliff Kingsbury.
On him to Green Bay. Not playing like we would have wanted. And like I said last week, you got to give them a lot of credit for how they played on defense. But we got back to the basics. DQ preached physicality and playing tough and coming downhill, and I thought our guys responded.
Noah, still kind of a question mark. Terry, a question mark. How much changes, without giving away secret stuff, how much changes when or if those guys are out?
Yeah, they're two really good players. So anytime you lose two of your top guys, if they're not able to go, then you got to be creative and find ways to get other guys touches. And we have some young guys that are ascending. And if they have to play, then I'm sure they'll step up. But you definitely, when you have two guys that have been reliable, made a lot of plays in this league, you got to find other ways to get guys touches and move the football any way you can.
You guys inserted two new starters at guard. What did you think about their performance in particular in helping you pave the way in the run game?
They did a nice job. Chris Paul has really elevated his level of play from last year to this year. Was really impressed with him all spring and training camp. Came in at a good weight and has just continued to ascend in his play style. And then Wiley's a veteran who last year started to tackle the entire year. We asked him to come in and play some guard for us and just responded in the way you'd expect a guy who's won a Super Bowl playing guard. So I was really glad that those guys got the opportunity to play and took advantage of it.
Cliff, you always hear about the next man up, but you have like next men up and a whole host of guys coming in. As a play caller, the challenge to create a coordinated group when there's that many new faces possibly or different faces in the lineup.
Yeah, it's just always about maximizing your personnel. It doesn't matter who's up, who's down. As a play caller, you got to be able to adjust and maximize the guys you have and what do they do best and put them in those positions to be successful. And I think our staff takes a lot of pride in that.
Different type question, so it's kind of big picture, but for ESPN, we're doing a story on like quarterbacks wearing wristbands and all that. Your guys don't. Like, what is your philosophy with the wristbands and having your quarterbacks not wear them?
Yeah, I just didn't like it as a player because I didn't like putting my eyes down, and so I just haven't done it. And we're no huddle, and you have the headset, and our verbiage is probably a little less than most people, and I think that allows us to not have one. But, yeah, I think it was just something I prefer not looking down at it on the field, and so I've just kind of adopted that to my coaching style.
What do you think of the Falcons' pass rush?
It's been really good when they're able to pin their ears back and come after you. You know, I think last week they were putting some tough situations based on how the game went, but if you look at the stats and how they played, they've been really, really good on defense and not giving up big plays. When they can pin their ears back, they're really, really good. And so it'll be quite a challenge to try to slow those guys down. The young guys have been impressive for young players to step in there and have the production they've had.
And then with Bates out last week, not sure if his status this week, but Benson and Trent Scott kind of helping out. How did you feel they did?
I thought, you know, they were very physical, and that's what you asked them to do. Ben continues to come on, and his role continues to expand. And then Colson Yankoff as well got some time in there, and we want him to be physical in the run game, and they answer that call.
Hey, Coach. Looking at the offense and everything that you were able to do last week, the quick start, was that more of a complete game of what you're looking to see each week for the most part?
Yeah, we'd like to start fast, and I really thought Debo set the tone with that kickoff return and gave us all a lot of confidence. And then the O-line was able to move the line of scrimmage that first drive and really give us a lot of confidence as well. And so we want to be able to play downhill, play physical, play on our terms and not play on our heels like I thought we did against Green Bay. And so I think that was more indicative of what we'd like to see week in and week out from our offense.
Hey, Coach, when you look at your running back room, can you share about Coach Anthony Lynn and what he's done to prepare those guys for game day?
Yeah, he's been tremendous. I mean, a guy who's been a head coach, been a great play caller in this league, so played in this league for a long time, went to one of the greatest universities in the world at Texas Tech, so there's a lot of positives that he brings with him. But I just think his wisdom, his belief in those guys, and they're all different styles, you know, and he knows how to maximize and use them and get the most out of each guy and what they do well. It's been really cool to see and just be around him, learned a lot from him.
With receiver, because of the injuries, who knows what you're going to have to do this week, but with Jalen Lane, you may have to play him outside, but ideally, as a 5'10 guy, he says ideally on the outside, or is it just, hey, we have to do something this week, or, you know, for these games, and we'll have to use him that way?
Yeah, I think when we drafted him, I envisioned him more of a slot, but it's a guy who's, as camp went on, he showed he can do some things outside. And so with our receiver situation, how it's been, he's been out there some and having to play. But I think eventually I'd like to see him as a slot in our offense. I think he really fits what we do and can really excel inside there.
You mentioned having to be when you're missing some guys, maybe you have to be a little more creative to maximize a guy. Does that bring out the mad scientist in you, or do you ultimately find yourself being ultimately more conservative because you just got to, how do I make a play here?
Yeah, I think it's a little of both. I think you have to walk that fine line of just making sure that whatever you're asking you guys to do, they're comfortable with it and they can feel like they can excel in it and make that play. Last thing you want to do is get too far out of the box and guys aren't comfortable in their roles or they're not playing with confidence. And so we try to make sure whatever's going in, the guys know it, they can attack it, not think a lot, and play fast and physical.
I'm sure you guys love the competition at left guard, Brandon Coleman and Chris Paul. Ultimately, what do you need to see out of Brandon Coleman to get him back on the field? Is it more physical, mental? Where is he kind of lacking, I guess?
Yeah, I just say the health. We preach competition, and he had some nagging type injuries that kept him from practicing, and he hadn't played a lot inside there to begin with. So just being consistent in your practice habits and being able to be healthy and be out there, I think that's something he's got to keep working to get those reps inside there. But he's done a great job. He's what we expected. It was just a situation where it was Chris's time, and he took advantage of it.
Coach, both Debo and Jalen have obviously shown great potential on special teams, but with Terry and Noah being, nicked up, is there any consideration there? I'm sure you're not calling special teams plays, but still, is there any consideration there as far as how much work they would get, if you need them out running routes?
Yeah, if Terry and Noah aren't able to go, then I would assume that would be adjusted some. I think Debo is such an impact player in all phases that we're going to use him when we need him. But I'm sure if those guys can't go, that we'll be smart about the usage. Thank y'all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. A couple different things stand out to me about Kingsbury, but one of them there was Tischler asked him about Brandon Coleman, and he kind of said he's got to stay on the field, right? Like, everybody was wondering with the inactive for Coleman last week and going to Chris Paul, kind of the why there. And I think Cliff, I don't think it's necessarily about Coleman, but it is about getting your body right and ready and your ability to stay on the field. And I think that's pretty interesting. And then Coleman missed a bunch of time in camp, didn't get a ton of work at guard. And I thought that was pretty interesting. I think with Cliff also, stood out to me. Did it seem like, Lanville, I'm curious for you. We both just listened to it. Cliff Kingsbury of injuries to Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown. He said, anytime you lose two of your top guys, if they're not able to go, you got to get creative. You got to find other ways to get touches and move the football. It sounded to you like Cliff is preparing to not have Brown and McLaurin.
Yeah, and couple that with the news that we heard about Dr. Williams-Myers with his 10 degrees yesterday that Terry's going to see. I don't think he's playing this week.
I find it really hard to think Terry's playing, and I don't think Noah Brown's playing. Like, when you look at that, and then you look at their roster, I mean, at the wide receiver position, you're talking Debo, Chris Moore, just of the wide receivers on the active roster is Debo, Chris Moore, Terry, Luke, Lane, and Noah. So if you're down Luke and Terry, that's four receivers on your active roster.
Now, sounds like you need the tight ends to step up.
Sure does. What was that noise in the background there? Sounded like a dolphin.
Oh, we're having a retirement party here.
For who? Oh, for Stevie?
For Stevie, yeah.
Tell her I love her, and congratulations. I'm jealous she gets to retire. I hope one day I can retire. Stevie's put in more than 30 years with the station. I'm very fond of her. She's an awesome woman, and I know she's a big fan and will still be listening. Tell her congratulations.
I will let her know. She brought back the tutu for B-Mitch or Jeff.
Now, Stevie is our number one tutu supplier. Have we updated the 2-2 bet? Let's get Jeff in the 2-2. Jeff, how many wins? How many wins for the 2-2, Jeff?
Jeff is not here. It's me. Hey, JP.
Wait. So Jeff's not there either?
No, Jeff is right here. I have his headphones.
Yeah, Stevie took his mic. Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God, Stevie. Seriously, since we have you, how many years have you been with WJFK?
I have been with WJFK for 33 years. I've been in broadcasting for 34. And,
That's a heck of a run.
It's more than a run. I don't even know if I'm crazy for staying this long or if there was just that much more that needs to be done. And I think it's the latter.
If I may, to work, what I've learned about radio stations, and I've been involved at 106.7 The Fan probably 8 years coming in there. I mean, we're on our fifth football season doing our own show.
Mm-hmm.
To last 30 years at that place, you got to be a little crazy, Steve. I always thought TV stations were crazy until I really got involved in radio. And I learned that radio is the craziest place in the world.
Well, think about it this way. If I've been here for 33 years, what does that say about my age group? You know, loyalty was a thing. You didn't job hop.
Yeah.
And if you keep your head down, JP, and don't make a bunch of noise, people don't look.
Well, unfortunately, in my role, my job is to make a bunch of noise every day for 4 hours. So there's probably people looking. Seriously, congrats.
Thank you.
How many wins do they need to get for Jeff to wear the tutu and only the tutu?
Oh, my goodness. Boy, I'm going to need some help with that. How many wins? Okay, so last year, B. Mitch said if they made the playoffs, he would have put a tutu on. And
I thought
said,
for B, it was 11.
No, 11, and then he would put it on. And you said if they made the Super Bowl, you would put it on with no shirt. If we didn't want to see that, so here we are for the next year.
So I got to be honest. Wins? I think I said the tutu and only the tutu if they made the Super Bowl. I got kind of nervous about that because they were in the NFC title game.
Yeah.
Obviously, it didn't go their way. I will go tutu and only the tutu. At this point, it's for a Super Bowl win, but I stand by that.
Okay, you're going to hang with Super Bowl. We're going to give Jeff 11, just like B.
Okay.
Well, maybe 10, because I want to see him in the tutu.
I think Jeff for the tutu, we make it 9.
Okay, I'm in with that. Too bad he's not here to understand what we've decided for him. So that's a good move.
This is a binding contract.
Yeah,
Jeff
it
wears
is.
The tutu.
I'm in.
Landville, do you want to see Jeff in the tutu and only the tutu, or would you like to see him with some other clothing on?
I mean,
more clothing.
I think it would be a great bit, but I would also be horrified. I'd need to wash my eyes out.
How about Jeff can wear drawers with the tutu, like boxers or briefs, whatever he decides.
Nine games, 10 games, Jeff is wearing the tutu this year. I don't care.
Yeah, Jeff, put the damn tutu on.
Yeah, put the tutu on. It's wet. It's in your studio. It's hanging up. It's ready to go for the season.
Why is it wet?
No, I said it's in the studio. It's hanging in the studio. It's okay. Ready. It's not wet.
Okay. Ooh. I thought you said wet. Ooh. That just sounded weird. Stevie, congrats on a
Thank
hell
you.
Of a run. I don't think.
Thank you.
Well, how long are the have you been there longer than the Junks or about the
yes,
same amount
I
of time?
Yes, I have. In fact, wow. CK was an intern.
Yeah, she's been here longer than everybody.
Yeah, I am the OG, and I'm leaving the building. It's almost time for peace out.
Did you know CK with hair?
Yes, he was wow. an intern. He was a college student. Roaming around the halls looking for somebody to talk to him. No, I'm just kidding.
Did you know Johnny Cakes Auville with hair?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
And did you know B. Mitch with hair?
No, B. Mitch was not at Infinity Broadcasting. I think he was actually on the field at that time. I'm not sure.
Of all the people in your 34 years, who is the craziest and how close to Chris Russell's crazy level are they?
Ooh, that's a big, big question because there were so many personalities that have gone in and out of these doors, in and out sure. of the studios. I think for me, I'm going to have to go with Chris Russell. He's the most entertaining, the most energized, crazy person. I'm going to have to stick with the old rooster there.
I think it is, Chris.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, we're going to stick with that one. He's a good guy. And you guys, and I have to say, if you would allow me. Never has a show on this station embraced me as much as you guys have. And it's been an absolute pleasure. It's made coming into the station a joy. Like I said, if you put your head down, nobody notices. And a lot of people had no idea who I was and what I did. I just show up and leave and show up and leave. So thank you for embracing me. Thank you for letting me add to the bits. And thank you for the tailgates, not telling me no. So thank you. Thank you all very much.
We love you, Stevie. Congrats on a great run, and we got to stay in touch, okay?
You got it.
All right. That's our friend Stevie retiring after 33 years at WJFK. Wow, that's a run. When we come back, we're going to talk a little Wizards basketball. Maybe they get back to some winning ways. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.